Oh, I don't remember her, but all I know is
Thursday afternoon, talking with Kitty and Anne Edwards.
Okay, like Kitty said, we land at Bottle Rock. That's up Latin River. One of the spring camp and summer camp used to be. It still is. Then I was a little older than her, so I remember playing. I wasn't afraid when they tell us to go to sleep because they travel night and day. You know, with no power, just oar or paddle, just drifting. Good thing there was quite a bit water in the springtime, like right after the ice went out. That's when we got a lot of water. And we don't go over sandbars or anything, like islands. And I remember we got off in that spring camp. Our grandmother, she was widowed already now. She started help our Aunt Dora start cooking hot cakes. You know, we don't know about pilot bread. Mostly we crave that hot cake or any kind of a fried biscuit, something like that. And half dried dry fish, they boil it, and we eat that. And bone grease and dried meat. Bone grease they make out of pounding bone and just get the grease out of it. Yeah, boil it. Then the best kind of flavoring grease.
What kind of bones?
Caribou or moose. Anyway, we really eat good, and our mother and our father say we wouldn't camp. We get enough seeing our other cousins, so we got in again. Me, I wasn't afraid when they tell me sleep. If you get sleepy, just go to sleep. We'll drift that long more. Then I used to just put my little blanket over me and just go to sleep. Then I remember coming out of the river up here. We come out of the river and we know there's all the people in the village in the spring camp yet, like over, way over that way, where there's a lot of muskrats, ducks, and fish. Only ones were here was the store. There was two store people, one with a big family and one was the elder ones. They were both across from our missionaries. So it was nice and quiet, and it was sun shining, and we were drifting down. We started hit the Kaikuk River, really swift compared to the river we just come out of. It was like a lake. And we come down, and there's nobody on this side of our village, and hardly anybody, just those store and missionaries. And that one store keeper was our uncle. He married to our aunt before, but three daughters was out of that aunt, and he was remarried, and they had more children. And we were so glad to see our other cousins, and it was nice and quiet. Nobody was here. Then not even sleepy, because I had nap and rest. And it was quite early, but our mother and father go to bed because they're tired. They kill ducks coming down. And we were so glad the grass was about this tall out all over the yard. We had big bank. Then we started to run and play around. We really play. So
bye, Dad.
After that, we wait for a big celebration end of June till after 4th of July. They used to dance every night and play some kind of softball. But they, no, the people were something like
how many years you lived here?
Tough people, I call. They never do much sleeping those days. Always activities going on. They mostly start, work for wages and things like that. That's what I think changed everything.
There was one person died right here.
So I think that's all I'll say.
Oh, okay. And you know, there's state school, so we can't take our kids, children out for the winter no more.
So you can't. So that changes your life.
Really changed. We can't even take them out for camp for months or something.
What happens if you do that?
Yeah, she was over
90. No, we can take
I come in here one
time. Like correspondence.
Dad,
they have.
Dad, yeah, Dad, Austin, but the lady's daughter.
Yeah, that makes
it hard. If we're educated enough, we would. But you know, when I finished grade school, so.
I didn't know. I went fifth grade.
You went to the same grade too.
I was just on the fifth, starting on the fifth.
And my husband went to fourth, but I have to do all his paperwork, and now I don't even understand too much.
I mean, David went to fourth grade.
And he's smart. He could do his work.
Secretary.
Huh?
I be secretary.
Oh, me, I have to do all the writing and can't even understand big words, but I try my best. Now I got a lot of big children that I run to every time for help.
My dad was a heavy drinker.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I...
Okay.
That's long.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
They raised him up.
I'm sure if he talk of friends and she knew that was a really good memory.
Yeah.
She raised up her grandmother.
Maybe 100 years ago now.
She stayed with us all the time, because she stayed with grandma one year at Cobra.
Like you.
Do you remember your grandmother?
Anyway.
Grandmother?
Yeah.
She's the one that
lived longest. She lived till she's 90 or
about 90.
She was saying when she was up the hill.
And here she was not even sick, and she was
She started having light strokes first.
She see people by home, but it's already in heaven. No,
to get job.
Next,
while everybody's sleeping, she went out. She climbed the hill.
Toward the grave,
graveyard,
and there's a, it's light there, the mudslide.
Mm-hmm.
And she was right against it, and there was a little tree, and she tumbled over, but everybody was asleep.
Yeah.
We were up in fish camp, me and Elma, with our little children, and our husbands were down selling logs to me, old James down at Hughes to buy some food, like flour and things like that. So we didn't even come to her funeral, because it's a long way up with a motorboat, and the motor couldn't even run, it's so old. They partly line and partly repair it all the way up, so we were late, we didn't come down. Because if we come down, then how will we try to do more fishing? They just put it like that for us, even where we wanted to come down, Elma and I.
And you know, that time she used to let us rip a flour sack to make thread.
Now, thread by finger.
She spin it. Rip it. I don't know how tight those cloth flour sack.
One strand at a time. And she always tell us how many to put for a certain kind of fish net. Then
she spin it. And she just make whole
big balls of
roll of twine, So we knit it, we had her knit
it. It was easy to knit to it, don't slip.
That's how we catch fish. We make our own fish twine.
You know those gunny sack? We help her pull it and she make rope. She had strong grip to make rope, braiding rope for the fish net. Then after that, we have to get all kinds of old worn-out jeans together. And we make sinkers, put rocks inside of it, and help her sew. That's where we learn.
Oh, that's how you make sinkers.
Yeah, then they make floaters, any size, out of cotton wood bark. Some are that thick. They're the best clothes, but if we step on them, they'll break too. So that's how we did all that learning.
Did you learn how to make nets from willow?
No, we didn't try that.
You know,
he was saying how strong it is.
And it don't tangle. He told us, and grandmother told us.
And I want beer when my
We never tried. I used to play with it, but I never really tried. I got it. It got to be so long, it just like that close. But I thought if I, it got to stay damp too. Yeah, you wouldn't. Don't dry it up. They say if you dry up, it might uncurl, and they always keep it damp. They were, they know how. They do it for the rope too, everything.
Did you learn how to sew from your grandma too?
I learned from my sister Elma and my aunt. It was his mother. She lived longer than my mother, so I was learning from my mother, but mostly just the easy thing like beating. Then I used to don't spoil nothing, so I had to let Elma cut out for me, make sure it's right. That was my mistake. If I really try on my own, maybe I would learn. Now after this long, I started knowing how easy. We just do the measure, guess just by looking at the foot. Now we could just do it like. The size they gotta go.
He's doing that in the middle of the winter. I asked that guy why he's doing that now in the middle of the winter.
You got that picture on our plate.
Do you have anything you want to say about Oscar? Or any stories you remember?
Yeah, he will remember a lot. Go ahead, sit down there.
That's your father in law.
You couldn't have to sit down here
again. Still about him.
It has to be for him.
Yeah. What time I take snowshoes up with a bent, you know. I used to make snowshoes, you know. The last pair I take up after I spend it. What year was that? That snowshoes I take up to blackjack? Around 56. That snowshoe sticks I take up to you.
Oh, yeah.
The one I bent.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Then he was telling me if I started making snowshoes, I could take to him so he could build it, you know.
Can you guess how many years old I am?
There's lots of work. On snowshoes, you know. Have to drill it, you know. Then, I was training dogs that time, so I just went up and take the snowshoes up to him, you know. This kind of story is okay. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What was he doing there?
Oh, he was up there trapping beaver that time. There's some pictures in there, I see that time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That time.
How old you were that?
Who was married already?
Mm. I would be younger if I didn't do mom then.
56.
Oh, you mean to drill those holes?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I thought you mean before we get married.
Then he was not home to. Then I have to go look for him. I thought, where he go? Then I find him end up the lake. He was working on setting traps for beaver.
Oh no!
I tell him I brought some snowshoe sticks for him, already bent. And he say, yeah. He say, I got not much time right now, trapping now. But I take him up anyway. Then we came back. And I showed him the snowshoe sticks, and then he said, it's good. The way it looks, it's good, he said. So I have to start down to here, you know. Only 9 miles to go. And those dogs was fast, you know. Never take long. Take about 40 minutes to come down. Mm-hmm. That's all, yeah. 40 or 45.
Mom, Dad?
No, your dad
first. Do you remember him fishing and other things?
Oh, yeah, Mom. Mom, you lived for a long
time. Remember any stories of that when he was...
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things did you see him do?
Yeah. Hunting or fishing? How about hunting? Oh, yeah.
If Andy never...
One time I went out hunting with him. Only once. That was around 1959 or 60. Then him and I went up the Latina.
My uncle David Tobuk just wanted to be this story.
We had 10 horses, I had 10 horse Johnson, then we never go far, but we went up to, what do you call that, anyway? What do you call that place where we go hunt one fall? Above a canyon, above a rock bottom.
She's trying to get my little brother.
Timberland Mountain?
Yeah.
And he has.
Mm. Yeah. Their language, Eskimo language.
Eligirok?
Yeah, Eligirok.
Just say it in your language.
You wouldn't do like that mm-hmm. upstairs, you know.
Say small mountains in your language. Mm.
Yeah. Who could talk my language too? Indian language?
Anything.
Just say that, small mountain.
Little Goza. That means a small hill. That's Indian language. Little Goza. But their language is different. You know. Then we get up there, then there was moose season opened, and we were traveling. You know. Moose was traveling around. You know. We landed to make camp. And he said, here, yeah, moose back there. So I went back. There was lake. There was three of them there. I make a mistake and I shot one. So the two won't be around me.
You know how they used to?
Yeah. Just because I shot one.
So
I've tried to get away, you know, all the way back. I have to watch them, you know. I don't know how come they won't get away too, maybe. Then I go to him, he was setting a tent up, place to camp. I tell him that I saw three moose back there. I shot one, I tell him. Those two was going after me, I tell him. He said, they always do that. Yeah, that's the first time I got in running, running into three of them like that. And so next day I pack everything out, and he can't pack too much. Then next day he tell me, where you stand? Black bear up across the river, he said. So I go, he take me across with boat. So I tell him, I think I'll go hunt bear. He said, okay. He said, they used to cut logs over the hillside. They used to tell loose and shine, house logs. For across the river, you know. He tell me where, so I climb up, and I don't know how many years, about 300-400 years, I climb up. But soon I heard a moose again, only moose. I was supposed to hunt bear with. So I heard, not too far, you know. You know how they holler in fall time, you know. Make noise.
Jimmy, do you catch it?
Sorry.
Then kind of low valley in the down the creek. So I see it was heading towards the river. So I start and follow it all the way down to the river. I wanted to get close to camp, you know. But it was, but he was going down, while the river, you know. Since it hit the river, it had to go all the way around the bar, you know. Then, but it went back towards the hill again. I was just following it then. That moose down there. And straight
sorry.
Across the camp, so I heard it, so I just waited there. It was about 50 yards, 50 feet, I think, was passing right there. And there I saw it. I was supposed to be hunting bear, but I killed another moose again. So I go to the bank, and that was across there. He asked me if I'm ready to come across. I said, yeah. So he come across, go get me.
What you get it?
He started telling me, what are you shooting at? I tell him, I shoot another moose across here. He started telling me, I thought I was supposed to be hunting bear. I was pretty young that time, then. I don't care. I was around, what did I say, what year? 59? So, soon, 26 about. I didn't care what I was doing, you know. Then he told me what I was shooting then. I told him I was killing another moose.
Did you learn other things from him? Did he teach you things?
What
things did he teach you?
Afterwards, he would tell me get birds for a sled next. I tell him it's too far up Latin.
But I never trust my food.
He wants to get birds for me. So I'll make sled. But we got too much loot, so I tell him that's enough. We had too much loot now. So we didn't get birds that time, first lit. That's first. How long we been out? We've been out about 5 days, I think.
It's from the canyon.
Well, we had a different camp. My family was up in Chivanaka. What do you call it? That's my language. Chivanaka. Then we live. I live Kitty in there. Then I go with that from there.
He just asked me to ask you the question I already asked you. Yeah, what other things did he teach you?
I just couldn't write the script where she wanted. Let's see.
I'll just find some outside. That's what yesterday. This one is
good. I'll just find some around the house. You say. What the story I got from your dad?
No, she's just asking you what you remember.
I go around with him a lot of time, you know, but not a lot of time, but. The way
what?
That much to you.
Up to you.
I never go around much with him.
No, I should ask you.
Any stories you heard about him that some other people have done? You know, other people might have said that oh, he used to be real nice to him, or he used to beat him up all the time. Or,
Or he was run the river on the boat. Or, he was piloted run, done around Yukon, Kaiku River. Something like that. That's a good story.
Yeah.
I don't know much about it, but I know he was. River pilot, big boat pilot. Yeah.
Did he ever bring a boat up here to Alakaki?
No, it used to go around the Yukon. Only Yukon River.
Okay. Why don't we take a break, huh, for a while?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good.
That was just David. David? Talking, Kitty's wife, husband.
The first fish camping with all the miles. With them other people, that's what I was wondering, you know. I thought we were going to see fish camp right away at Suffolk now. We had to go down 6-7 miles before we spot this fish camp. And we see it, we can't go to that, say we're not going to land to them. We land across. We land across from them. Sure enough, take a little while. Canoe come across. Beat this pan full of fish. We made fire. Power make boiling water for tea. And you know what? He said, to Agabasin, to this guy. I look at him. I listen because I go to school with the Agabasin kids. So I ought to know what they mean. We had no food besides only a little flour and nothing besides tea. We drive rabbits, couldn't find them. But after we get this fish, start down, we go, I don't know, how many miles. Seagull was coming up, howling, you know. Presumed that shoot just fall. see, now we got meat. I never knew we could eat it, you know, till that time. That's why he done it again. If I get hungry with no food, it's eatable. See? This raven and camp robbers, what you call, blue jays. I never seen nobody eat them yet. Maybe they're not eatable. I don't know. Tell me the hard prospector of Latina. He tried one time, he said. He had surgery, I don't know how he can shoot it right in the neck. Never spoil the body, you know. And you know what? He no pluck it. All he did is put a fire and put a stick right there through the brain. Burn the feathers, and when they think it's just right, they take the guts off. No more feathers, you know. How was the raven taste? They call it nut crow, you know. How does the raven taste? He wouldn't treat it for goose. He just done it on purpose, you know. He never eat it. He just tell them guys, he wouldn't trade it for goose, no. He'll take raven first. Yeah. Well, we was up here about 18 miles. This one, Dad, killed his seagull, you know. Mother, plucked it up quick. Next time we land, they made tea and we had some more fish from this fish camp. They boiled that. Seagull. Mom mixed a little flour and some kind of can or bowl, I don't know. Make soup. Oh boy, that soup was good. I don't know what part of it I eat. I didn't eat much, but I ate a lot of that soup. That clay rock I tell you about. Plain flour. We don't bake, you know. That's the way they eat flour. Boil it with water. When you put sea lion in there, it's the best gravy you can eat. They call it kahakson. Kahakson means you leave till you put in a bus, you see. No more room. They say we might as well camp because I carried a long way yet. And they say we have to be real active to go to the fish camp. Up to that point, we have to cross a lot in the river, you know. You don't want to drift too far down. So we camped again, I don't know how far. I can't remember where it is. But next day, I didn't sleep much, I know. I'm going to play with kids down here now. It was July already, because everybody went out fish camp. Except the box. The box was here. He got a bunch of kids in him. Then when we come out up there in that 20 day, we get it. Huck the bank real close. Then he tell that and they put me upstream, he said. He will paddle all we can do across that current. We didn't drift too far down. We landed almost where Mama wanted to put fish camp. My sister and all of them take a little stick, you know. paddle. We made it. We didn't stay long. Devok come across with boat. He had them, what we call a little scow, box both hands, you know. He had one new one built right now. To get food. He watched what go out. We don't have much. And this wood, he can sell it to store. Yeah, this is 1912, store right there. It's only $8, but he'd buy food. Buy a sack of flour, 50 pounds. For a pound lard, but it's really lard, not this fancy one. Pound tea, breakfast over again, in matches. And then what did he do? Oh yeah, he did something of bells. He bought $2, 33. He said, that's enough for hunting. Even one box, he said. They always be more safe with $2. That's 40 shot. We come to where, I don't think we'll come to, we will go on to, I'll fix it for going down from here. Steamer Reliance, strongly 2 feet with 200 ton, get stuck 25 miles from here. Vision. Captain Green. George Green. I know his middle name, as I have. But he got nickname from Eskimos and Agabas, and you know. They like him, he's a good captain. Runs steamer Reliance. There's another boat called Delta, 2 of them. One big one, one small one. The small one always have to have barge to haul their cargo. 100 ton, maybe 200 ton, I don't know. It don't look like it though. But pretty soon, Captain Green coming up with lifeboat. They had one horse to deliver for their scows up there. He ride them with no saddle, no bridle. See, Captain, he knew that much. He come up 25 miles with workboat, steamboat, got to workboat all the time. With ours, no motor them days. And when he come out down there, all star run down, kids. We run on top of the bank down. He follows the river up. Even cut bank, that horse know what to do. When you get out there from the store, you stop. They can, one pilot. Pull the line up to the horse. When they get there, and Captain needs to get out, turn the horse loose.
Nothing up the hill. No drink up the hill.
Oh, yeah. This horse happened to ship with harness that fit him, you know. Because the captain come up the bank, lead the horse, runner, it's boiling. Turn it up.
Right there.
Yeah, to the right. There. We had Ed Marshall yet right there. Got sliding. Captain Tell. Storm energy. Didn't need a man. Walk up, report to scouts at battle. You know, scouts waiting up there. Sure enough. That's where my dad allowed to walk. He took that job. Guess how much he get? About 40 miles or more overland portage. He was satisfied for $5 to report that.
How long did that take him? How long did it take him?
Well, he started quite late. Not middle day yet. Because Cap Green just get in. He put on his sealskin muckluck. Not gumboots. He took his 30-30. He took a hook. Bone hook. Not fly hook. He'll feed himself in Hensaw River. Grayling's in there. He make pot of tea, graylings, and now how many? From in there, it's night walk now. Just about Peel was getting up, sun was up when he got there. After he reported to NC, he had note, you know, written note. He can't tell him in his language. But to tell him, when scouts ready, we'll find you. He said, me, Fox, Sam. That's another Eskimo down there. When he got there, he said, it was locked with this steamboat iron chain, you know. He really finally that woman wake up Annie. It's somebody else got whiskey across there. Finally, that woman, she hollered from there, wait till I put on my clothes. You know, just like this book here. Not here. I don't want the woman, I want to eat. All right. She run and opened the door. She run back to her vetnik. She said, you want to eat? He's got to eat quick because scouts got to take him down. He's not going to walk back. That's one thing, scouts give him free ride. That's another day. This is morning now. They come in here late at night. They don't work over more than 8 or 10 hours a day, but they had to do it. They have to pass here 25 miles yet to get the loads, you know. So they got order to I think it's all vegetable and whiskey, beer, you know. That's what they need up there. All the miners finish working, wait for Kruptasau, and wait for steamboat. Lots of passengers going out outside in that. Three scars come down, all bind together. Samahope was one of the working men. You see, the best channel they use, but they get stuck. But little Sammy, he happened to have bottled booze, I guess. He tells that pilot, "If I now make a true rope," he said. But he jumped above the scars to make it under. He started to pump it. Every time he did that, they jump how many feet? When he get them loose, he catch a little bit. But when he catch the side, he pull himself up. Father tell me, "You're the horse. You're the horse. No more Sammy." We already have Tommy the horse, you know. Tommy the horse can get under this 2-ton horse, lift him off the floor. That kind of people I reach to, you see. When they play tricks, you ought to see it. Right now, somebody would die with that much knocking around. When they rustle, you know. They don't lay the man down easy. Just like that. Because it's too fast and the other guy too heavy. When they get there, they take the land. They're still tied up together. Much water from here. I think Captain was here because he didn't want to go down paddle. Some kind of food was here yet. They start from there. They pick. Captain wants Cass Watchman. So they pick Jimmy Tubuck for that. And the guy walk up, hold his son. He gonna stay alone down there till water raise high enough till other boat come. That next boat was gonna be Delta. Yeah. Steamer Delta. David, just go out.
I know.
So to kill time, Dad, figure I'll go now. Frank Tubuck already on. He's older than me, you know. Yeah. This summer I've gone on. And sheep. The box there will take his new boat. It's car, but it's well made for native, you know. Not carpenter. It's only got down. He got the seam so tight. I don't even know if it's got corking on it. And he got this tree root, you know, angle. He got that both sides. That's the kind of joint he made. I don't know how long it was. Scars come up. Well, we had three boys, Frank, Pilak, and me. We jump in. We know that old guy, sweet man, you know. I'm going to tell you, and see what they call him. He's the boss up here, Richmond. Superintendent or something. Which way you call it for stores? I think it is superintendent. Boss the clerks, you know. He was on this scout. Because he told Captain Green tell him what they want to eat out of fresh vegetable. He'll open it, use it. It'll rot anyway, you know. We travel from here. Maybe 6 hours. Almost that. They have midday lunch. They stop the scout because horses gotta eat, rest. John Mann will tell us, we'll feed you kids. We tell the crew eat. And that Richmond say, hey, wasn't there watermelon? I don't know what that is. It's a great thing, green thing. We were just long, you know. That's why. He loved to eat that. The cook could look for it from the load, see? Three scouts nowhere this way. They all single out. Four horses each, some three. That's how they midday lunch, so they eat one place. Because where they need water too deep, they all got to cut the trees and brush, everything. So the horses go over the bank. When water too deep to cross, you know. They said they don't do it. Water that low that time. Clear. It would take long. It was no high water yet. When was the box said July. I don't know what July was. It passed 20. See? But in a way, I'll go back now. We don't start yet anyway. But we go up with the scars, you know, about 6 miles. Maybe a little more. It's about little porridge, you know. Just Joe the Mantle, he traveled it wintertime, dog team. So, he said, you boys, get out right there. You come to that slough. You walk in there, go across, he said. You'll find trail, cut. You know, cut for dog team. Follow the river, you know where Alakagat is. Yeah. We didn't know. We know this place, yeah. But we didn't know how many bend we went to already. Frank and Pilak, they're a little older than me. So they're stronger. But anyway, we started to leave this one guy, Pilak. He don't want to run no more. Frank said, we got to try to get to him before we get hungry again. Scar, we eat good, you know. At Scar, we need watermelon. Because the Richmond say, feed them kids some. Be more customers when they start to work. Good man. You're not stingy. But anyway, we come. Our dad slew across there. You see, slew up over like that. But it's all grown up. How many men put it from the main river? That's the one Frank take me to. We left one. He said, all right, that guy hunt before. He not scared. But so we started here singing till us how far he is, how great he is. When we come, nobody try to meet him. They hear him singing. I have to go across it. And if his camp is on that side, I don't know how I get across. I think we got this guy cook Jimmy, that old man with that Link Parky, and his wife, they call him Missing Annie, Too Many Annie. Lots of Annie, Jim D's. She's Missing Annie. And that is another one, Big Annie. Then we come to Annie Hope. There's three Annie. They're going to be called that way. Then I never know they got Missing Annie over 10 or two. Too many Annie over there, too. Must be a good name. When I go to China, I tell a story about Missing Annie. Sounds beautiful. He said, I'll take you to Missing Annie. We got Missing Annie. Come to that pool, all gray hair. She happened to be Mrs. Edwin. She got two kids yet living over there. The oldest one. Died already. Alright. We put Nika in that. I don't know what time it's got. How many minutes?
5 minutes.
Well, I didn't tell you. We go down before we start, you know, sheep hunting. We go down, take dry fish. I don't know what else. To James Tubak. Jimmy Tubak, we call him. Not James. So, David. That's way older than us. Frank and me. Me and Frank, we say ancient. 1 hour apiece. You know. David is pilot. We learned in them fish camp, lots of fish camp. But the last one is Canyon, what we call Canyon. The best fish camp from the whole layout. And Dummy Joseph owned it. We were happy kids coming back in. You know. We stay overnight down. Jimmy's camp. He said he got lots of canned fruit, too big. Some gallon can. Made for steamboats, you know. For big crowd. He said, He was glad we bring fish. We cook fish and he eat dry fish first thing. He says, eat. He got grub right there. He's tired of them already. Didn't leave him even gun. Ducks back there, he said, but he didn't know how to get them. But we bring him enough fish, dry fish, and fish to cook, you know. He really eat that. He feed us white man grub. We like it. But we eat that canned fruit. We never eat it all, but we'll rest a while. After we camped with him one night, we started to pull up, me and Frank, engine again, we're horses. David, his pilot, you know. We have to pull that boat. We started getting evening. We start down there. Next day, you see. During the night, we pull up. The dummy fish camp, a little way. Early morning now. Before we come to that camp, there's bluff, rock bluff. David hunt sheep how many times already. Me, I started to get scared. My foot don't slip. I look down, David told me, don't look down. Look up and